Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled Imagine Healing.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the side of the road, begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. I know this gospel moment. It is very familiar. But this time, it is different and somewhat difficult. I can actually imagine myself here as Jesus is passing by. I realize that I am the one who cannot see. Actually, I can't seem to focus on what I am experiencing within myself. Nor am I able to see, or maybe I don't want to see, what is happening in the world around me. Often when I try to pray, it is difficult to focus, to find my center, to be still, to be contemplative. So I am surprised to actually hear Jesus now ask me, "Connie, what do you want me to do for you?" You see, I am personally a bit overwhelmed with this broken world around me. War and destruction, the killing of men, women, and children, a lack of civility, actually hateful words and arguments in halls of justice, lies and deceit, homelessness and hostages. A dear friend of mine recently died unexpectedly in the prime of his life. For many years, I was a part of his large and beautiful family. To mourn with them was a deep experience of love and loss. I am aware of the anxiety that catches me off guard, and I realize that I have lost my center. My center of hope. So Jesus asks me, "What do you want me to do for you?" He is asking for my heart response, my honest response. I want to speak, but I can just about whisper. Jesus, help me. Help me to see. Help me to open my eyes fully and trust in your understanding presence. To become aware of the life and feelings and needs of others, those I know and do not know. I want to open my eyes and see. More importantly, ask for your guidance and insight. I actually need you to open the eyes of my heart so that I may look more intensely, speak more honestly, pray more sincerely, acknowledge my helplessness like this poor blind beggar, and believe, as he did, in the power of your love and presence to heal me, to heal our world. I am now moved with a sense of calm, even a bit of excitement, that I actually feel the nearness of Jesus, who hears my request, who helps me to feel his healing presence. So I offer a prayer. Heal me. Heal me, Jesus. Increase my faith. Heal our broken world. Suffering is a tragic reality, but I choose to believe and to trust in the power and peace of your love and healing. I am called from this time of prayer and contemplation, still hesitant, but more aware of the gift of your love and presence in my life and in the life of the world. Thank you. Thank you. I trust in you. Please give me what you know I most need. Amen.